Welcome on back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And I'm Gary.
Oh, shit. Spoiler alert.
Where did you come from?
With us this week is special guest Gary.
Welcome, Gary.
You may have seen him poking around in the forums. He does that.
Love
Gary, that. What's going on, man?
Just happy to be on the Id Chat show, number 104.
Yes. And that's all for us today.
Have a wonderful evening.
Okay, yeah.
But no, so, seriously.
Gary, I got a call all of a sudden out of nowhere today, and I was sitting at the computer. I was like, oh, that's cool. We got a new voicemail. Oh, all right, let me check this out. And I checked it out, and it was Gary, and he was like, hey, I'm coming over. And I was like, oh. All right, let me get drunk. And so now I'm a little drunk, and hold on. There we go.
Gary, what entered your mind today where you were thinking, I want to be on the show today?
I don't go to work tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I ain't got shit to do.
I've been meaning to come on for a while.
That's true. That's
I didn't want to follow too close to Duve. I mean, he set the bar pretty fucking high.
Yeah,
he did.
What a dickhead he is. Yeah.
With all those new breaks.
Yeah, do you want to do some promos right off the bat? That's all. The first thing we do, we'll record new promos.
Itch Hat promo show.
All right, and improv, go.
Can you hear crickets in the background? That's my
okay.
Go.
All right.
I'm not Duve. I'm sorry.
So what can we ask Gary to kind of? First of all, you work with animals.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Gary. Yeah.
Let's talk about Gary. Let's get to the bottom of Gary.
Yeah.
Right down there to the gooey caramel center. Tell me, how many varieties of animals have you had yourself inside?
Only two that I'm aware of. Well, three if you count humans.
Ooh. That, I would count humans. That is a good point. Yeah, I would.
Zing. Sorry.
So that would be humans.
Cows and dogs.
And dogs.
Yeah.
All right. So for the most part, with the non-human animals, what orifice do you go through?
That would be the anus.
Ah, good. Yeah. And what are you usually looking for there? Just eggs?
Well, in the case of the cow, you'd stick your arm in there and check it to see for pregnancy. They got this thing called the corpus luteum. Yeah, you want to hear the science.
You check it to see for pregnancy. Yeah, sounds to me like you reach in and go, oh, I feel a little cow. Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep, that pregnant
like the in the ass. Yeah.
It's okay. Pretty big and roomy in there, to be
How
honest.
How really big warm, are the... Too.
Could you check Aldi for Orion?
No, thank you.
No, I mean like physically, could it happen?
No, I don't know shit about people, man.
So if you reached in there, you'd be like, I don't know, this kind of feels like a baby. It doesn't have hooves.
How big are the dogs that you're...
Well, I'm not checking dogs for pregnancy, man.
Okay. Okay.
In the case of dogs, sometimes they got those like butt glands that get too full of juice and they start scooting around.
I've heard about that. What is the deal with that?
Well, some dogs, they just get like clogged or they get too full and your
dog
starts...
Are they particular breeds or is it specific dogs?
There are particular breeds that are more tending to do that sort of thing, but...
What is it supposed to be for? Is it supposed to be like for marking your territory?
Yeah, when the dog takes a shit and it's... squeezes out some of that smelly, juicy anal gland juice.
So it's got some musk
to
it.
So that other dogs know what's up.
Humans can't smell this musk, can they?
Oh, yeah, I can smell that musk.
Yeah.
It is awful. So I stick my little finger in there and squeeze it out from both sides.
So you got to like milk the ass gland.
Pretty much, milking the ass gland.
Ooh.
And it smells foul. Like an episode title if I've ever heard one.
But they get too full, though. If they get impacted, they can explode. So exploding dog ass glands is not a good thing. So
can they, like, gleek with them?
Yeah, I've seen my dog do it when it's taking a dump. It's standing there, like, squeezing afterwards, and little gleeks come out. Yeah.
I assume that's why they call it gleeking, is because it makes gleek, gleek, gleek sounds when it happens. Orion, you seem thoroughly disgusted.
Yeah, a little bit.
So
I'm visualizing.
Why don't you take this in a direction that you feel more comfortable with?
Oh, well, Gary. So what's been up this week, Gary?
God damn.
That's a wonderful question, Orion.
Dude, this fucking week we had a blizzard.
I'm drawing a blank. What's going on with you?
Hey.
Yeah, there was a big ass blizzard.
We had a blizzard.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that bad. But I've been asking everybody, like, what's your blizzard story?
It wasn't as bad as I expected it to
be. Yeah, it wasn't as bad.
Like, from everything. I was at work, you know, the day before the blizzard. And my boss comes up to me and she says, hey, write your name and your phone number down here so I know who to call if we're not working tomorrow. I was like, why wouldn't we be working tomorrow? Because I don't pay attention to the weather. And yeah. She's like, you know, that storm. I'm like, what storm? And she's like, you know, the great one that's going to kill us all.
Everybody knows.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. So I put the podcast number down. And then later that day, I got an email saying, fuck it. Nobody's coming in tomorrow. We're closed.
Yeah.
The storm hadn't even started yet.
That's great.
And we were closed. We had the day off the next day. So that's how fucking bad this prediction was, I guess.
And how awesome your place of employment is.
So she asked for your name and phone number and then emailed you that shit anyway?
Well, like, the email was from someone else. It was from Human Resources to let us know that, fuck it. What we were going to do was we were going to call everybody later that night and say, you know, okay, yeah, shit's closed or shit's not closed. But instead, the weather report, I guess, had gotten so bad that Human Resources was like, nah, fuck it. We're closing.
Yeah.
even though not a single flake has fallen yet, we're fucking closing.
Yeah.
We can see it coming a mile away and or millions of miles away, whatever it was.
Yeah, you turn the like turn on the weather channel or even the local news and the whole Midwest, like upper Midwest was just blue. And yeah. It's like, what?
Because
I didn't really
die.
I don't pay attention either. But everybody was talking about it. So I got home, turned on the TV. Like, what is this fucking storm? Really? Okay. We're going to get a foot of snow. Ooh,
yeah, right. They always talk that shit up.
Yeah. But then I'm looking at the Doppler radar. I'm like, ooh, shit. I got to go get some beer.
That is telling.
As soon as I get out there, yeah, it started getting bad. And I went to the party store and the guy's like, oh, you made it just in time. I'm about to close. That storm's coming. And I'm like, really? Is it that bad?
I love that everybody was stocking up on water and ramen. And you're like, shit, I got to get some beer.
People are fucking dumb, man. I don't. There's a huge storm coming. Let's stock up on all this shit. Like, the worst case scenario, you walk there. You know, it's not that big a deal. Yeah. Like, we're not going to die. We live in civilization. Everything's going to be fine. You're not going to be stuck in your house for months on end. It's like, it'll melt. Just give it like a week. You'll be all right.
Blow it way out of proportion. Yeah.
Yeah. I sincerely thought when she brought that piece of paper around to write my name and my phone number down that, like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Like,
they're not going to call.
This is just them getting my hopes up, you know? Yeah. I'm not going to get a call. But then I got the email later, like, and I was like, oh shit, how bad is this fucking storm? Are the Great Lakes going to overflow and we're going to be submerged like the lost city of Atlantis?
And it'll freeze. Jesus.
So then when the storm actually came, I was, you know, in my room by the time it started, I was home and it was night and it sounded bad, but I'd look outside and it was, you know, storming and windy, but it wasn't that big a deal. And then I got up the next day and I looked outside and it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad, but not as bad as I expected.
I've seen
for
worse,
like this
yeah.
fucking snowpocalypse that was supposed to be coming.
Yeah.
I was able to get my car out by kicking the snow around. And it was bad. It took me a while, but I didn't have a shovel or anything. I was just out there kicking the snow.
Do you have a snow brush?
Yeah, but that wouldn't have helped me get my car out.
That's what I was using. I was digging myself out.
I'm just imagining you having like imaginary sword fights with piles of snow.
On guard, snow. Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Yeah, I just kept like, it was up to like my knees.
Yeah.
But I would just walk through it, you know, like trudge through it to break it up and then kind of kick it off to the sides. And I just kept doing it. The neighbors came out and offered to let me use their little shovel, but I was like, I'm too good for that.
Yep.
Stand aside,
but no,
citizen.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I just, and I eventually got out that way.
Cool.
But then it was still pretty bad though. Like the street that my apartment is on was initially only plowed one car length worth.
It
was a two lane road, but it was plowed to one.
Good luck, guys.
So like if I tried to get out to the main road and somebody else was trying to get into where I came from, We're both just fucked. You know, somebody's got to back
Somebody's got to go somewhere, back forth.
I don't really understand it. The roads are plowed all the time, and there aren't more roads because it's snowing more.
Right.
They don't have more area to cover. I don't know why they can't just plow that shit.
That's true. We do this all the time. I don't get it.
The crazy thing is, no matter what, my work's parking lot kind of gets plowed, but like half-assed one time. And then it never gets salted or anything. So my work's parking lot is constantly just a solid slab of ice, and they don't care. Like, it would be so easy to take care of it. Like, every other place on the planet does take care of it. But my work's like, nah.
Fuck you.
That'd be like an extra $3. I don't think so. I'm surprised they haven't ever been sued. Like, there's got to be some asshole working there who's going to slip and fall and sue.
They got to save their money for those gifts they hand out.
Yeah, those fucking, like, self-rising toilet seats and shit.
Yeah.
That's your snowplow money right there.
Yeah, that's my snowplow money. Exactly. Stop fucking having these barbecues and things where you give away toilet seats and, like, U of M blankets.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, here's a Michigan State Snuggie. That could have fucking thawed that ice.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck.
What happened with you, Gary?
Jack's what, man? I had the day off, and I just didn't leave all day. I came out the next day and kicked the snow out like Kyle.
Yeah.
You guys.
The only reason I even did it that same day was because I have to get up at, like, you know, 7 in the morning, and I knew I wasn't going to want to do it then.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did it the day before, but
cool.
It's pretty easy.
I got snowed in a little bit like you, Kyle, but I had to call in. Because some fucktard of all the cars in the whole complex, this guy, like, overnight parked behind my car, and it was, like, I guess he got stuck and just abandoned his vehicle. Like, fuck it. I can't move it. It was right behind me. And it wasn't, like, right behind. There was, like, enough room where I thought I might be able to back out, but it was going to be real close. Like, I'd have to go real slow and be guided, like, oh, you're going to hit his mirror. But so I'm out there digging myself out, and there's, you know, all the neighbors are out helping shovel people out and shit, and they're offering to help me, but they're like, we could help, but I don't think you're getting out with that asshole right there. What the fuck? And we're all talking shit.
Right.
Collectively, everybody kind of gathers around this car behind me, and we're talking shit, and I'm like, guys, come on. He probably just got stuck, and he's not going to come out here and dig himself out with all this, with this mob now. Like, who the fuck?
Right,
who
right.
the fuck?
He's like cowering behind his blinds in his apartment. I would just disperse. I'll they come were, down and I'll move it. I swear. Just get out of the way.
People were talking some shit. And loudly. I knew he could hear it if he was up.
If I was him, I wasn't going outside. Yeah, fuck that.
So
should have rallied them to push him out of the way. Probably slick enough.
So I think it was an office guy for the apartment complex, comes around and starts plowing, but he can't really plow straight through because his car's in the way. It's kind of like in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
So he plows on one side, has to go all the way around the building, come back on the other side and plow. What he ended up doing is burying this guy's car.
Wow.
It wasn't his fucking fault. I'm sure he got stuck and he's like trying to move it.
Yeah.
And it's real bad out. And he's like, what the fuck am I going to do? Right. I got to leave it.
Nobody's helping. What am I supposed to do?
And he could have kind of maybe came out like when all of us did, like told us, oh, sorry guys, this is what happened. But he stayed in. He never came out till God, much, much later when no one was around and dug himself out and shit. But, yeah, not so bad. I've seen worse. So
I got stuck on the way to work.
Yeah.
I was almost there, and I turned on to, like, there's this little stretch of road between, like there's a road, and then there's a little stretch of road, and then there's my work parking lot.
Okay.
So, like, there's one kind of main road that I'm turning off of onto this little stretch of road to get to my work parking lot.
And that probably doesn't get plowed.
And, right. Yeah, not well.
Yeah.
But like, anyway. It was essentially plowed to, like, one car length,
mm-hmm.
but or car width, but kind of plowed to two. So, like, the rest of it was like it was plowed, but there was still too much snow there. Like, mm-hmm. it was plowed once and then snow fell in again or something.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get through there, and like I had to go around a car because there was a car coming out of there, which makes no fucking sense. It's 7 in the morning. Where the fuck are you going? Nobody lives there. Where are you going? Did you drop somebody off? Or just where are you probably going?
Yeah, what the fuck?
It must have been somebody dropping somebody probably off, but goddamn. Where are you going?
So now you're like, fuck.
There's no reason anybody should be leaving my work at 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I got there and they're going, you know, the out in the space where I could have fit. And so I try to go around them and I go through deep snow and my car gets stuck. And then I'm stuck in just such a way that nobody can get around me.
Shit.
So then like somebody else that works at my work kind of stops behind me and like tries to help. But it, for one thing, that made me feel awkward to begin with.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to help, but like I don't know what's going through their head. And I don't really want to.
Action.
Right. They're like,
what are we doing here?
How about I help push? And I'm like, okay, but that's not going to help. So I'm going to have to like rock. Are you cool with me? Like, what if I back up? And you're like, oh, I didn't know you were going to back up. Fuck. So we're kind of trying to rock it and it's not going anywhere. And then some other guy, I see some guy come by in a truck.
Oh, of course.
And I'm like, oh, God.
Hey, you got this.
Exactly.
Always.
It's like it's like I'm simultaneously like thank God and oh fuck. Because I know this guy is gonna be the guy who's gonna
not only is he
gonna be able to help, but he's gonna fucking love helping. Yeah. And that's great because I gotta get out. But oh man. Like I'd almost rather just set fire to the car and just call it a loss. and just walk the rest of the way to work.
What was he driving? Because one of those fucktards showed up around
my truck. Apartment. I don't fucking know. But, I don't know trucks.
Was it white?
No, it was some kind of like...
This hero.
It was probably like a champagne color.
Okay. This hero guy, like our age, was driving around just, you know, he'd be on the street, no problem, four-wheel drive, truck, you know.
Right.
And he'd roll his window down and yell, you guys need some help? And I'm looking around, I'm helping, because after I couldn't get my car out, I was helping other people dig their cars out. And I'm like, oh, shit. And they're like, what? And they're like, no, we're okay. And I'm like, good. Because that's the type of guy that will come and help, hook some shit up, floor it, and rip your bumper off.
Oh. Oops, sorry about that.
You know?
See, I wasn't worried about anything like that. I just don't like the situation. I just don't like, I just go away. I'll figure something out. Just go away. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
But he did end up, like, he had a tow cable, because why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
And we tied it to this little piece of metal on my bumper, because... Why wouldn't we? And he backed out and I got out.
You got out.
So it's, I'm conflicted because on the one hand I want to go, oh, thank God that guy showed up. And on the other hand, I just wish he didn't. Yeah. Like I just didn't want to go. I just wish everybody would stop paying attention to me just long enough. I know I could figure this out. I'm a smart guy. Give me some time, but everybody's like trying to get through and everybody wants to help. And, I'm not a community fellow.
It's awkward.
You know?
It is. Yeah.
Like, hey, we're a community. We're a family. We help each other out, right? I'm not
like
that guy.
Like they're doing the movies, right?
Yeah, it seems awkward. Yeah.
I would rather you just ignore me until I figure it out.
And wait for me to come to you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I had
like two guys digging under my car and I just realized I was just standing there watching because I didn't have a shovel. And I felt so bad. And I'm like, you guys, I can do this eventually with my snow brush.
I got a pair of nail clippers.
Cool.
I can do this.
It's cool, bro.
It's all good.
Yeah. But what's funny is I kind of live in the ghetto, right? Kind of, not really.
Yeah.
The only people that were out helping were white people.
Oh, yeah. They love it. I don't know why, but like...
We're white, brothers.
White, middle-aged-ish, but slightly on the younger side, men...
Yes.
Love to do this shit. They love it.
Yeah.
They'll come out with their mustache and their hat and they fucking they would lift your car and throw it out of the snow if they could. They like, love it.
Three of them with like camouflage pants.
Yeah.
We were instant friends, I guess.
And not
it was
like
cool.
not
was
like
cool.
military not... camouflage, but like the kind with the weird leaves and shit that's clearly for hunting. Yeah.
Lots of orange. No.
Yeah.
You talk shit, man, but you were that guy. You already said you were out there helping everybody shovel.
I was.
You were that guy.
There was this one bitch that was by, I was helping helping them dig out this one car. Yeah. And this bitch yells from her window,
You boys better not put that snow on my car. I have a bad knee.
And we all stop and we look up. And it's this old, like, big, fat, disabled black woman yelling out her window. And we all look at each other like, fuck you.
What,
like,
a stupid bitch.
Even if we, like, dug you out and you didn't come out tonight, they're still going to plow the fucking roadway and bury you.
Right.
You're fucked either way.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to yell at somebody not to do something, you don't follow that up with your weakness.
Yeah.
Like, that's like if, like, Superman's like, you better not steal that shit, son, because I'm, you know, weak against kryptonite. You know, like,
What?
You better not do that because I won't be able to catch you. Fuck you, lady. Now I'm definitely doing it.
Yeah.
Now I'm fucking your shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking bitch.
What a bitch. Yeah.
Exactly. Bitch. So Valentine's Day is coming up, huh? Oh,
yeah.
And now that you knocked the lady up, you gotta get her something.
Oh.
So what's on the docket?
Fuck.
Will you get her some kind of, like, iPhone or something?
Well,
you gotta get her something good. She's multiplying for you.
I was asking Aldi if she wanted anything for Valentine's Day. Like, hey, it's an excuse, you know, you want a present.
Hey, yeah.
Something off the internet, something cool. And she's like, well, my birthday's before that. I'm like, yeah, I knew that.
Is she doing anything for her birthday?
Probably not. She wants to go out to eat, but she can't go to the bar.
Yeah, she can't do anything fun because she's all full of baby.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, nothing going on that I know of.
What's one binge drinking night?
I got a text message today from my sister saying, Aldi stopped drinking, right?
What the fuck?
No. So I replied, no way, it helps with the back pain.
Right.
Stupid.
Aldi stopped drinking, right? Well,
goddamn.
Heavily, yeah.
Yeah.
She drinks a little.
Oh, my sister. Yeah, I thought that was funny.
I was getting ready to leave the house today, and I was thinking to myself, I wonder what Aldi does every Friday night while I'm riding.
What do everybody? I had no idea so many people knew we were such binge drinkers until she got pregnant.
Oh, dude.
Everybody.
Everybody knows.
Even people I don't party with will come up and go, what are you going to do now?
Well, I'm okay. Here's the thing. Most of the people you know from work.
Yeah.
And those people watch you walk out with a 30-pack of beer every night. Like,
that's true.
Where is that going if not in your gullet?
Buying more beer? I'd get that from the greeter every day.
Yes, more beer? Yeah,
Marcella, I'm buying more beer. It's party time already? It's party time again? I would get that a lot.
No, it's Tuesday. What do you mean?
Yeah.
It's just a day.
Yeah. I still won't say we had a problem because it didn't really affect, like, our work.
Yeah, I don't know if
we weren't late. It was just unhealthy.
I don't know if it was a problem. I don't know if it was even unhealthy, but you guys drank a lot.
Yes, we did.
And if that were to somehow continue, like, if, you know, Aldi takes a break.
Yeah.
Because she's got a baby a bun in the oven. And then, like, goes immediately back to the way it was. And, like, eat both of you. Like, immediately back to the way it was. Then I would say maybe that's a little unhealthy.
Yeah.
But before that, it was just like, you're a couple party animals, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I don't know how this is going to work. You guys with this baby.
I don't know either, man. First time for everything.
You're going to get punched so many times. You're going to be dead asleep, and you're going to get punched. And it's going to be because the baby's awake. And it's going to be, Orion, go feed the baby. Or go check on the baby. Yeah.
I'm going to come over here for the podcast and forget to take off, like, my harness for the kid. And it's like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
What's up, Kyle? How you doing?
Dude, this is going to be...
What the fuck are you wearing?
More than ever, this is going to be your safe haven. Like,
yeah.
If I ever, like, suddenly decide, you know, I've had enough of Michigan. I'm moving to California. Yeah. Yep. You're going to be like, no, Kyle, please.
Please, I beg.
This is all I've got left.
The man cave.
It's just baby, and more baby. God damn it. What am I going to do?
There isn't a basement deep enough in my house to get me away from the baby.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man. So much baby coming. You are so fucked. Your life is over.
I understand that, and I'm somewhat cool with it.
How do you feel about baby, Gary?
Yeah.
Well, be honest, the wife and I are kind of working on trying to make us a baby.
You are so fucked eventually.
You ain't there yet, but we're
Are you really? Are you really trying?
Dude, it's...
It's not that out there.
I'm getting
it's not
old,
like,
man.
No,
women always want to pop out some babies.
Oh, really? Because I'm...
She doesn't want to be 50, 60 years old.
Well, you don't have to pop out a baby ever. Like, just because you have the equipment doesn't mean you got to make one.
I want a little Gary running around.
Man. Oh, man,
well,
really?
Not that name, though.
I don't want a little Gary running around. Don't. I mean...
What?
I can't say as I blame you.
Gulp.
I don't know. I don't want a little anybody running around. Like, I don't know. I find it odd that anybody wants to procreate. Like, you know, I just think it'd be cool to have a smaller version of me. That's the worst reason I've ever heard to have a kid. I just think it'd be neat to, like, poke at it and go, you look kind of like me, and a little bit like that person.
It's like a science experiment.
Yeah, man. And then...
Social experiment.
Yeah, but most science experiments you could throw away when you're done. Like, hey, check out this mold I grew on a piece of toast. Then I get to throw it away. You don't go, hey, see how that looks kind of like me and kind of like that person? Oh, shit, I forgot. Like, now my life is over. Oh, fuck. Science experiment.
It is, I'm totally behind you when it comes to people that aren't really financially stable, because I'm a little worried. It's like, I want to have a kid, but I can barely afford rent. It's like, shit, man, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, we were late
people
on
do it,
rent
but,
payment the last 3 months. But
like, I could see if, like, you're rich and blowing off money wanting a kid. And I, but then again.
Dude, if I was that rich, I'd build a kid.
But I'm not financially stable at all, and I'm okay with it. I can't explain it, man. I can't.
Well, you kind of have no choice at this point.
I know.
I mean, like, now if you were suddenly like, I'm not okay with it, you'd be fucked. Like,
yes.
You can't say that now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much more stable I'm going to get, though. I got the career now, and if I wait for my student loans to be paid off, shit, I'll be 80.
What is that, 20 years? Shit, yes. Mine won't be paid off for another... What did it say? Another, like, 13 years.
Yeah.
And if I pay, like, an extra $90 a month, it'll go down to, like, 9 years. Oh, by the way, all those payments I've been making for school until they would loan me more money have been pure interest.
Oh, yeah, of course.
None of it went towards my payment.
Yeah, why would it?
And I think that was the point, but shit, man, thousands of dollars. Just for interest, because, hey, we did you a favor. Yeah, so fuck.
Sally
I was
the monster.
Pretty pissed. Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous. It's like $8,000 in interest. That's what I paid. Fuck me.
Oh.
Anyways,
here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Because Gary was just talking about, I don't know how much more stable I'm going to get, right? Like, you know, like this
time.
It's kind of now or never, you
time's
know? Like,
flying, yeah.
I'm always going to have some excuse. I'm pretty stable now. I've kind of got things going. Now seems like a good time.
Yeah.
To me, and this is pure me, I understand that.
It is pure Kyle.
I understand that.
Don't hate Kyle. He has his own.
Well, now it sounds like you're making fun of me. But
Kyle, like, here it comes.
Kids, man.
Be prepared.
But seriously, there is no upside. Like, there's plenty of downside.
There is.
Like, everything is going to suck now. But there's no upside. There's no, like, oh, that's going to be awesome. Like, okay, there's a little bit of upside. Like, but it's like, I could get the same thing out of being an uncle. Like, I will get as much positive out of Orion having a kid as Orion will without all the downside.
I don't have any responsibility.
Right.
Yeah, being an uncle would probably seem a little more cool because it's like, oh man, my brother's having a kid.
Yeah.
But I don't have the responsibility and I can spoil it.
Exactly.
You know?
I can come around and I can be
burden.
Like,
yeah.
Look how cute you are, you silly motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I can, like, you bad things.
Yes. And get
and
away with
give
it.
You cupcakes
not
and cookies
get arrested.
And be like, aren't I the coolest ever?
It won't get taken away from you.
And then, like,
belong to you.
The kid will be like, my
parents are dickheads. They won't let me smoke crack. And I'll be like, you can smoke crack with me, baby. Fuck shit, man. Fuck shit up.
Yeah.
Let's smoke crack.
And then we'll do crack together for the first time. And the baby will be like, you're the coolest ever. And I'll be like, fuck yeah, that's because I'm an uncle. Shit.
But you can't do that as a parent.
Why not, man?
Well, you can if you want to like get arrested.
The biggest fear.
This is America.
Of mine is other parents.
No. This is,
you can do it.
You can do
but
whatever.
But some asshole is going to disagree with you and get your kid taken away from
cult,
you.
Nah, you. Of course, you want.
Sure. I was going crazy and being a little hyperbolic with the old crack. But but I don't see any upside to having a kid. Really, I don't. I see plenty of downside. I see now you have... I see an obligation. I see a debt is what I see. To having a kid. Now all of a sudden you've got this sinkhole for all of your like time and money
yes.
to fall into. And for the first, I don't know, year, 2 years, it really is just that. It's really just a dust buster sucking up all of your resources because that's all it is. It doesn't do anything else. It just sits there and looks kind of cute. Maybe after a while.
It's legally retarded.
And just eats yeah. everything. And that's all it does. And then, you know, you're tethered to this thing. Presuming you go about it in a respectable way. You're tethered to this thing for 18 years. At least.
At least.
And you know, that's getting longer and longer as time goes on. You know, like, people are kind of expected now to stay at their parents' place till they're like 25.
You know,
because that's when the when the health insurance doesn't work anymore. Yeah.
You know what I just thought about? Back in the day, it was like, oh, you're tethered for 18 years, maybe a little longer. But with technology and all the video games coming out, like every kid out there is video games, Xbox, you know? So my kid, I'm planning on not letting go till he's like 30.
Yeah.
And I'll have to like literally just move away.
Well, and even my parents, like, I've been moved away for years now, but to a certain extent, even my parents are kind of, like, just recently off the hook.
But that depends. Maybe, I don't know.
And your parents, too. Like, your parents, like, you're still sort of being helped out by your parents.
A little bit, yeah.
On certain levels, you know?
Yeah.
And you're about to have a kid.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, you're not even done being the kid.
Yeah. I'd be okay if they weren't helping me. They helped me with cell phone and
I know. I'm not accusing you of things.
A $20 insurance plan. Yeah.
My family.
Just so the listeners know.
Man.
I don't want the listeners thinking I'm like a fucking, you know,
Orion's a loser and he can't take care of himself.
Yeah.
That's not what I was saying. I don't think anybody thought it was.
All right.
My parents were kind of like, yeah, you're 15. It's time to get a fucking job, man. Time to start.
Well, that's another.
Buying some food.
That's another version of reality.
Ooh. This, what? How do you feel about this? Well, you don't have television, Kyle, so I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
I have it. I just don't watch it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, you have it. There's this thing they're advertising. Oh, fuck. What is it called? It like teaches your kids super early how to read.
I don't know. Baby Einstein?
Something like that. I don't know.
I know what you're talking about. It's bullshit.
I think it is. I'm like, my kid's going to learn to read eventually. Why does he have to be that asshole that's like in preschool going, I know how to read and you guys don't.
I think I kind of knew how to read. I didn't go to preschool.
Yes, but I knew how to read in kindergarten. Yeah,
yeah, I knew
like
how
before.
I knew the ABCs and all that. Yeah. I knew the sounds all the letters made before I went to kindergarten.
I did not. Yeah.
I know. This is why you got to expose your kid to me.
Yeah,
I'll teach him the ABCs
or Baby Einstein.
Oh, I don't know.
The Baby Einstein stuff, from what I've heard, is kind of bullshit. But it's been a while since I've read up on it, so I don't know. But there's nothing wrong with trying to teach your kids the ABCs.
Yeah, I know.
You know. Beforehand, like as early as possible.
Are you
why not?
Teach your kid Bosnian?
Why wouldn't you want? Why would you? Because it's like too nerdy. Like I don't want my kid to be able to read a little bit before everybody else. I want him to be just dead fucking average, so that everybody matches up.
Not exactly that reason. I wouldn't pay. God, what is this thing? It's hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Well,
and at
no.
first, I was like,
no,
that's kind of cool. But then I saw the price. I was like,
okay,
no,
well,
fuck
that I
the
understand.
The school will teach them.
But there's nothing wrong
and me,
with
and me. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with like reading to your kids
but
and
Gary
teaching
said,
about the ABCs.
Gary said, are you going to teach it Bosnian? Me? No, personally. No.
Do
I don't
you
know.
Think Aldi will? Have you guys talked about that at
she
all?
She will try because she's slowly losing it. losing the Bosnian.
It would be cool to be bilingual, like to teach your kid, you know, both.
But then I won't fucking understand half of it. Like,
but it's going to learn half-assed Bosnian anyway, because Aldi barely speaks it now. Like,
yeah, the only reason I can't really learn it from Aldi, I could learn it, but I'm lazy. Aldi can't explain shit very well. Like, she'll say something really quick, and I think you've been present, but you kind of pick up on it.
I can still count to 10.
Like, Aldi will tell me a word, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, say the word slower. And she'll just say it again. And I'm like, no, I'm not picking up on what. Spell it out.
Yeah.
It's just too.
You do seem to have a harder time with that, and I'm not sure why.
It's my brain.
Yeah, I learned a bunch of Bosnian when I worked at Pizza Hut.
For the most part, it's not hard.
Gary, yeah. You worked at Pizza. There were like Bosnian.
Yeah,
there
was, I knew was one. Bosnian.
Really? Would they just start speaking Bosnian? They're like, hey, we'll teach you.
Like the dishwasher didn't speak English.
Really?
He spoke like three words. I had to be able to speak a little bit. At least tell him what time to go home. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. Did you have to do a lot of like waving of the arm, like symbolism? Like, you time, go!
Irikuchi.
What's your favorite Bosnian term or phrase or word or whatever that you know how to say?
Jabote patak.
No idea. What does that mean?
That either has something to do with God or something to do with fucking.
It does have something to do with fucking. I looked it up. I don't think it's exactly right, but the basic gist of it was it's may he duck fuck you. And I guess it's a pretty common Bosnian phrase. They say jabote patak or jabote pa.
Jabote bog.
Jabote bog.
That's may God fuck you. Jabote bog.
See, when Kyle's saying it, if Ollie could teach Kyle, because she can't seem to teach me, and Kyle taught me, I'd get it. They'd be like, Kyle, slow that down. Spell it out.
Tri, chetri, pay, chase, sedum, awesome, devit, desit.
You're welcome.
That's 1 through 10.
Ah, okay. I figured.
We both tried to learn that the same day.
Yeah. I got to what, 2?
Yeah. What was 3? I'm drunk.
Yep.
Okay.
I used to be able to count to like 100 because it's really just repetition after that.
Yeah, I could probably learn more of it. Yeah.
Oh, fictisch is all I know, really.
That's German, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Shit. I'm sorry. Okay. Hey, everybody's laughing at me.
That's okay.
How do you say fuck you in Bosnian?
Jabose.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
that makes sense. Yabba. I didn't know that, but that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Cause...
And I think pichka was pussy.
That's pussy, yep. Yep.
Pichka. Everybody's got a pichka.
And krastavac is cucumber.
Krastavac.
You get. I don't know this, but is pinch...
Pichka.
Is it pinch?
No, it's not pinch. I don't know where you're getting...
Like the fruit, man. Pichka.
Pichka, okay.
I don't know where you're getting these ends from.
I don't know.
I like to eat the pichka.
I just want to pinch it.
Pinchka.
Is that like the slang term for vagina in Bosnian? Or does that mean vagina?
I don't think there's
don't know, but I...
It's like us saying pussy.
Slang. When Aldi told me what it was, she said pussy, so I'm assuming it's slang.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't imagine it's like the medical term.
Yeah, they're teaching sex ed. They've got a diagram.
Pichka.
Yeah, I don't know.
Little arrow.
Steima.
Oh, man.
I always thought it was funny that they answer the phone and they just say what. Because they pick up the phone and they go, shta. Yeah. And that's just what. Yep.
What an asshole.
What?
Yeah.
Nothing. I don't know.
How you doing?
Is Aldi there?
Shtaima.
What's up?
Nishta, nishta.
Oh, man. You should teach your kid some language you don't speak. Like, just get them started on like the Rosetta Stone right off the bat. Yeah. All right. So then your kid's like answering the phone like moshi moshi because it speaks Japanese.
I'm debating whether to have the kid call me dad
or Orion.
Father. No, like
father. Do can not. I go outside and play? Do not.
Yes, my son.
Oh God. Or I will corrupt your kid so hard if he calls you father. Oh, God.
Oh, man. Father. Father won't let me go outside. He's afraid of allergens.
Oh, man.
Oh, I can't go outside without my inhaler. Father.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
I will kill your kid if he calls you father. I will murder it. Yeah. Put it out of its misery.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Don't use that in a court of law. When your kid shows up dead from calling you father.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think we should take
a break, man.
Should we?
Yeah.
This early? Oh, fuck. It's been like 40 minutes.
Dude, yeah.
All right. Yeah, all right.
Let's take a break.
Break time.
Break.
This is Jesus, and I approve this message. Do you have plans for May 22nd, 2011? Well, too fucking bad, because I'm gonna rapture your ass on May 21st. Here's the thing, though. I'm going to the forums at itchhat.com, and I'm gonna see who's been commenting. If you comment on the forums, you're gonna be saved. If not, you're fucked. Have a nice day. I'm angry at my dad because he killed me and nailed me to a plank of wood. He's a dick.
Hallelujah.
And we are back, motherfuckers.
Yeah. What's going on, gentlemen?
I think Kyle's drunk.
I might be, but hey.
Hey.
You know what? In the interest of doing a show.
Oh, yes.
Orion.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Negroes?
Yeah, we haven't really talked about the Negroes much.
Well, oh, trick question. Yes, we have. Anti and Gary. Turns out you sent us an email. Whoever would have guessed that would happen?
What about the Negroes? Okay, anyway.
No. Last
anti.
Week.
I just said anti.
Oh, okay.
Con. No Negroes allowed. Gary sent us an email a while ago, and there were several links in it, and one among them was about creepy ways, creepy services for mourning a dead pet.
Mm.
People so, do strange things for their pets, man.
This is from Cracked.com, and Cracked.com, because they are very witty, they say... I am a great believer that family extends beyond the boundaries of blood. I know that adoptees, in-laws, and Stockholm sufferers are all capable of loving me just as hard as a real relative. But I have always been distrustful of a pet's affection. Dogs and cats, it seems, are faithful, not because of fondness, but because of dependence. If you disagree, consider how quickly a dog or cat will eat you when it runs out of other food options. The name pet owner itself should denote the exact nature of the relationship, and yet there are animal lovers who insist on calling themselves the pet's mommy or daddy, confusing the whole agreement between species. Though I disagree with the bond, it also makes for some hilariously misguided grief tools once that pet dies.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the way I'm reading this.
It was beautiful, it's man. But don't read the whole thing. It's long.
Funeral homes know that mourning has roughly the same judgment-impairing effect as 12 shots of plastic bottled vodka. Anyone in the business of sending off the dead can make a fortune through rituals and ceremony. It makes sense then, with all the socially incompatible men and barren women out there who equate losing a cat to losing a child, that there's a lot of absurd money to be made through pet losses. So... with the wrong half of an abundance now alienated, let's get to work.
All right.
That's just the intro. Yeah.
Jesus.
Here we go.
Long.
Powerful.
Apparently there are work, six yeah. of these.
All I got out of that was love hard and
yeah, that was a really long.
Love hard and get to work. All right.
Basically.
Number six. Freeze dry your dead dog. For people who can't stand to part with the corpse of a pet but lack the freezer room to keep it, there is perpetualpet.net. The service will taxidermy your cat and dogs in the frozen position you remember them most fondly. And then there's a picture of a dog with sunglasses and headphones on.
He wouldn't have to do anything.
And then in the caption on that picture says, if I had to pick the craziest part of this freeze-dried dog, I would say it was the placement of the headphones. He has a good point, because the way the headphones are placed, they're not like on the parts of the ears that it should be placed on. It's more like on the jawbone. But anyway...
Yeah.
Judging by the gallery, most people choose to stuff their animals in the sleeping positions. Since dogs are at their sweetest when they're tired and sleeping is the only thing cats ever do. Oh, since dogs are at their sleepest when they're sleep tired and sleeping is the only thing cats ever do. The site makes no mention of whether or not they'd be willing to stuff your pet in an attack position. Which is a shame, because I could imagine that would be helpful in warding off intruders and a real hit when I pretend it's eating me at parties. Mm. Ultimately, freeze-drying your pet ensures that it will sit quietly in the corner of your apartment for eternity. Something it refused to do for even 5 minutes while it was alive. At last! You will never have to worry about urine-soaked carpets or shredded furniture or incessant barking at absolutely nothing. Death and the perpetual pet have distilled at best all the best qualities of your animal, adorableness and the reflection of your own projected love, shining back through shiny plastic eyes.
Jesus Christ, I'm terrified.
Oh, this pop filter is wet.
I had no idea what you just said, man.
It's right. Something to do with pets.
Yeah, they freeze dry your pet.
They freeze dry your pet.
They stuff it for you. I know a woman who keeps her cats in the freezer after they die.
What is the point of that? Like, do you get it back out sometimes and
play with it?
I don't know. The woman, I guess at some point the cat died and it was buried, and then she dug it back up and brought it into the clinic after it was dead and had them clean it off. And then she wanted the doctor to take a picture with it, and it was... She's a different lady.
People are nuts, man.
I met her a long time before I started working here, though, and she was a greeter at the... store where Orion really works.
Wow. Oh, man.
She was a shorter lady. She had a little bit of a mustache going
on. Of course.
Oh, she was at that Meyer for a very long time.
God damn, I want to say I know, but I don't, unless I saw a photo. But go on. Man.
Well, what would you do? You
pull the cat out. So thirsty you are. Like, how crazy are
you? So you got this freeze-dried cat, right? But then what do you do with it? Is it just in the freezer? Or are you like, well, one of these days, I'm going to thaw you out. And you and me are going to have a time. You and me are going to have a fucking night, kitty. Meow. Oh, man. You're just waiting for that night when things have just fucking hit the fan.
People are different, man. They can't part with their pet.
Dude, I understand. You know, like, if Orion died right now, I'd be like, oh, I don't want him to go.
Dude, don't go there.
But I don't think I'd freeze dry him then keep him around.
Why not?
You know, because then if I had freeze dried Orion in my freezer, at some point, I'm just going to get curious. And I'm going to be like, what would happen if I thawed him out and got him wet? And then I just have like freeze, not so freeze, wetted Orion. And then I just have like nasty Orion tuna fish like on my floor.
I like where this is going.
And it just get gross. What's the point? Well, you can't ever make anything good out of it again.
You can just keep the head and then someday they'll be able to revive it with the robot body.
Can you imagine a thawed out cat head? Oh, man.
They'd put it on a little flipping dog robot and it would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm President Fluffy Tron.
That's fucking terrifying. Oh, the people that that have their cats or dogs, their animals in the position of sleeping. Like, how hard would that be to explain when people come over? Like, Dude. Oh, I see your dog's over there sleeping. No, it's actually dead. Jesus, you should fucking take care of it. No, I actually had... Like, you have to explain yourself.
You know.
Every time somebody comes
you
over.
You know none of these people get them freeze-dried in the sleeping position. It's always in the fucking position. Every time.
Taking a shit.
Could you imagine?
Always take...
I mean, it'd be bad enough, no matter what the position was. But you go over to, like, a neighbor's house,
yeah,
and you see what seems to be... an animal frozen in time with just its ass in the air looking a little like it wants it.
I like you to freeze dry my
and
sheep.
And it won't move. You poke at it. Why won't it move? Oh, yeah. It died like a year and a half ago. And I had it frozen in the fucking position.
Yeah.
Because I get lonely. And there you go.
Yeah. I would freeze my cat in the position of like throwing up, like hacking something up, but put, I'm like, could you put like a motorized something like in its back so it's like, hulk, hulk, hulk.
What would you have it constantly puking up?
It wouldn't puke anything up. It just looked like it was. And I could put it not just in my home, but in neighbor's yard.
You went through all this animatronics. Why wouldn't it actually puke?
You just put it That's on a neighbor's cereal bowl.
It wouldn't like cough anything up. It would spray. Because that's all you can do with today's just and ass. Then like a hose
and we're back to Asklands.
Asklands.
Are we
Asklands? When did we go back to Asklands? Turn on the magic of
I don't
want to
go back to Asklands. No, we're not going back.
Light bright turn on the magic of shining light.
What else can you do with dead animals?
Fucking light them up.
Yeah, give us the highlights, what, man.
All right. Number five. That was just number six. Number five, man. Turn your dead cat into a horrifying ball. Let's see what that means. If you're concerned about the tastelessness of a freeze-dried pet, but you're also still suffering through delusions of permanence, you can always burn your cat and cram the ashes in a ball painted like its head.
This picture is creepy.
It's fucking crazy.
The painted kitty cat urn from custompeturns.com cremates your animal and then stores the remains in an urn resembling your pet's unblinking face. Each urn also features a nondescript wire tail and two pendulous balls. I'm assuming are supposed to be paws to keep it from rolling off the mantle.
That's horrible. Jesus, what else?
Before you just assume that terrifying without any background information about the company, let me assure you that it is. Whatever. The faces are hand-painted based on a picture of your pet to guarantee that it looks just enough like the cat... like the decapitated head of your cat sitting on the nightstand when you wake up in the morning. Also, try to capture the life of an animal in painted eyes is something humanity hasn't mastered yet. So the stare looks more dead than the ashes inside it.
They are mighty witty on that. They're
yeah.
Correct. It'd be better if I could read it correctly, but it's pretty good. Would you like to know the next one? Because that one wasn't that much different. Yeah, okay.
Let's
gross.
Move on.
Yeah. More grossness.
I'd just go for the highlights and.
Number four.
He's gonna read Never the whole mind. Thing. Nah, just the title. What's up? Well, what's a picture?
Seal your dead bird in a vault. I can't read this and then go, okay.
It's a coffin for birds.
Here's the brief description. No, I gotta read it. One of humanity's great achievements was the domestication of wild animals. We pulled our pets from nature, curbed their savage instincts with love, and taught them tricks. As a pet owner, you worked hard to make your pet more human, and just because it died doesn't mean you're going to let nature get its filthy hands on that parrot again. Good news! You can buy an airtight, watertight pet coffin that withstands 1,200 pounds of pressure. The Eternal Series Pet Casket / Vault on PetsInRemembrance.com will guarantee that the natural cycle never gets to use your favorite animal. The casket even comes with a pillow inside for your pet's weary head and decorative pallbearer bars on the side to confuse the aliens sifting through the remains of our planet centuries from now into thinking your bird was pretty goddamn important. I have a hard time deciding if the most unnerving part of Pets in Remembrance website is the guide to measuring your live pet for a coffin or the list of suggested animals to stuff in one of these boxes. Of course, birds, cats, and dogs are all on the list, but so are spider monkeys, sugar gliders, and squirrels. If you need to bury your pet squirrel in a casket that's clearly designated for an infant, then you have bigger problems to contend with than closure. Shall I keep going?
Let's go to the next one.
Okay.
I think it's all madness.
Number three, crush your dead rabbit into jewels.
Yeah.
Woo! All right. For the stylish mourner, lifegems.com allows you to turn your pet's corpse into an elegant gem. No one will accuse you of inability to make lemons into lemonade when you can crush a sickly, cyst-covered rabbit into a girl's best friend. The process takes the cremated ashes of a pet and presses them into synthetic diamonds, which you can set in different, presumably haunted jewelry. Oh, man. All right. The pets are really more of a side project for Life Gems. Their real bread and butter is turning people into pretty stones. A certified high-quality diamond created from a lock of hair or the cremated ashes of your loved one as a memorial to their unique life. Just in case you breeze through that quotation, I'd like to pull out the most important part, a lock of hair. That suggests you can create diamonds out of a person who's still alive. A prospect that should terrify anyone who isn't a stalker. That said, I will admit that a diamond made out of a grizzly or a panther's hair might be the coolest ring with which you could ever propose. I am going to propose to a girl with the ashes of her parents. Not yet turned into a ring, because why risk it? If you're going to say no to me, then I'm not going to fucking pay for that shit.
You're going to be out a lot of money.
Hey, will you marry me? If you will, I'll make your parents into a ring.
Oh, man.
Otherwise, fuck you.
There's a pet funeral home here in town that offers that service.
No fucking way.
Let's get Aldi turned into a ring.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, oh, your baby.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Save the
if there was a miscarriage, you might as well get some jewelry out of it.
Oh, Jesus.
Some boy.
You might as well. Oh, okay. Anyway, that was tactful on my part. Number two, make a hat out of your dead horse. For the ex-pet owner who likes the idea of wearing a dead pet everywhere but shies from the ostentatious, there's another option. You can have your pet woven into clothes. The Fuzzy Farm spins pet hair into wool. There you go. So that you can remember your friend in a scarf, mittens, or even a headband. While the site doesn't just concentrate on dead pets, the most common suggestion they offer for remembrance is the memory square. It comes with a custom frame with the pet's photo, name, and other things equally as useless as a hunk of fur yarn. Though, I suppose, if you are bad at owning pets, then you could potentially have several of these made and fashion them into some sort of interspecies quilt for cold nights. To Fuzzy Farm's credit, of all the coping mechanisms on this list, this is the only one with a solid utilitarian application. I can really get behind their cause, especially considering that every strand of yarn was at one point a piece of someone's sheep anyway. And also because I'm hoping to seduce them into making me a vest knit from my own chest hair.
No top hats, man.
I'm sure they can make you a top hat, man.
That would be...
There's nothing about hats so far, and we're at number one, and number one is get an email from your dead snake.
What the...
I remember an email from your
fuck. If you are having a hard time letting go of your pet and you want to communicate with it one last time, Romanian Nina Petre is here to help. She is a psychic detective who specializes in contacting dead pets. She refuses to talk to clients on the phone or in person.
Of course.
But if you're willing to pay around $180.
And I am.
She will channel your dead python like Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost. Except instead of making out with you, she will write an email as your animal. I'm not kidding. She will tell owners whether their pets are in heaven or hell and give detailed directions from the pet on how the owner should move on. One presumably desperate man paid this woman and received an email from his dog, Dickie, that stated, "Mean neighbor gave me poisoned food." Despite the age difference and that unfortunate turtleneck, I am attracted to this woman. This is the writer of this article, not me talking. Her unapologetic, reckless approach to dealing with such a sensitive topic is breathtaking. Not only is she willing to profit off the misfortune of others, but she is also willing to accuse neighbors of murder plots with no foreseeable gain on her end. Nina doesn't give a fuck. She's just here for the ride. If I'm wrong about her, then at the very least, she's undercutting the reverence in which everyone holds the death of pets. And in that sense, I'm certainly no better than she is. And that's the end of this article about pet death.
Nina doesn't give a fuck.
Nina doesn't give a fuck.
No, she doesn't.
How do you feel about animal psychics overall?
Oh, man. Genius, man. If people are willing to buy, I wish I could. This is the town for that. People are pretty
well, you can do it by
gullible.
Email. You don't have to be in town
even
anymore.
Even better.
You can be
I work from home. What do you do?
If you had a SIDS baby.
Oh, Jesus.
Would you have a ring made?
No.
Well, here's the thing.
It would cost more.
Let me stop you.
All right.
Because I would. And my main reason for saying I would is because the only other option you really have is to have your SIDS baby buried in a cooler.
And worthless, right?
Well, because like
what? But
when you got a SIDS baby,
yeah,
they don't really make SIDS baby coffins. You put it in a cooler.
In a cooler.
It looks like a cooler. It looks like a Coleman fucking cooler.
Really?
I've seen it happen.
Oh, God.
I've been to a SIDS baby funeral.
Oh,
man. And that's what it looks like. Or you could have some fly ass fucking jewelry made out of your
and
SIDS
trick
baby.
A pawn shop owner into selling.
No, fucking tell him, man. That's like extra added value.
This
like,
is my dead baby.
Check
right
this
now.
Fucking thing out. Not only is this a precious stone, that's a fucking baby, dog. That's the soul of a human baby, man. Right, this fucking thing is enchanted with baby soul. It can probably has mutant powers.
I still wouldn't do it. I don't know.
I got a plan, man. I know what you can get Aldi for next Valentine's
Day. All right, what's that?
You just save the placenta. You save the placenta.
God. No. God. No, that's bad. Anything that starts with saving the placenta is bad.
You just have it burned into ashes and make it into a ring and give it to her for it represents the bond she has with your baby, and it'll be beautiful.
No. I don't know. She might eat the placenta shit. I don't know.
I can totally imagine Aldi, like, she's in the hospital.
Oh,
she's
no.
having
what
a baby.
No, don't go
the
there.
The baby comes out.
Oh, God.
And Aldi just fucking, the Bosnian side takes over. And she just fucking gnaws through the umbilical cord with her teeth. I'm Aldi. And then she's just holding the baby.
Her mom walks in. You have one placenta for me?
Oh, Jesus.
Aldi, have one placenta for me. And then
why
she
are these candles
it?
Lit in this room? What is going on? Why are you wearing a hooded robe?
Aldi's mom takes the placenta in one hand and walks out of the room. And then Aldi's got the baby there with the gnawed umbilical cord.
Yeah.
Because that's how they do it in the wild.
In the caves, yeah.
They just chew through it.
I picture crazy, crazy situation. Hypothetical. She has the baby and the doctors are like, "You're Bosnian, right?"
Me too.
All right. here's the placenta, and then she starts eating it. I don't know anything about this, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And
she just starts eating it.
Yeah. It's completely natural. I'm pretty sure I told you about this, Oran. No, you didn't.
No. Oran, could you give me a crazy straw?
And then I throw up, and it's like all the doctors are Bosnian too. They're like, you've spoiled the ritual.
And you ruined the remains.
Yeah. And then they try to burn me, but Ali gets up and defends me, and there's a big battle. Big epic battle scene in the doctor's room.
Is this like the end of the movie Aliens when the queen alien has to like detach herself from the egg laying thing?
Yeah, that's what I was picturing too in that room. Anyway, moving on. Jesus, gross.
Oh, man.
Just like that. You're moving on like right that. Now.
Aldi, yes.
Aldi is laying an egg now.
I'm getting a salty taste in my mouth, which
Aldi is laying an egg.
Suggests that I'm nauseous. I don't know.
She's laying an egg right now as we speak. And then she's going to get up and gnaw the umbilical cord and run around and try to have more eggs.
Ooh, I know why I'm nauseous. Because I picture if Aldi listens to this, what's going to happen to me?
Oh, the punches.
No. More violence.
What else could happen? Is she going to eat you?
No. Bad things.
Clothes. Incomprehensible. On the testicles. It's no good.
No one can comprehend what will happen to me.
Oh, God.
If this gets out, don't promote this one. Best show ever.
Episode 104.
Yeah, I guess it'll check that
Talk
out.
Talk about eating placentas.
Gary also says that you shouldn't get a ferret.
Yeah, you shouldn't get a ferret.
Because it'll bite off your baby's fingers.
Yeah, here's the story. You don't have to read it, Kyle.
All right.
I'll take it over because I've read this. I think it was a young couple like our age and they had a kid, you know, and they're sleeping and then they hear the baby scream. They're like, oh, baby's up.
But
it was horrific. It was like a blood curdling scream. So they rush to the room and the kid doesn't have any fucking fingers. And there's the ferret like, Jesus, what the fuck do you do?
I was hungry.
You kill a fucking
Whoops.
Ferret.
And they were saying like ferrets are known to be, they're not violent unless provoked. So,
what was
the
baby
was
fucking
doing?
Asking for?
Like, get away from me. Oh, yeah? So, terrifying and disgusting. Any thoughts, Gary?
I'm sorry, man. That's the kind of thing I send your way because I see terrifying, disgusting animal shit on a regular basis.
I could picture just what happened and how, what the fuck do you do? Like, is this really happening? He has no fucking fingers. Should we smother him? He'll be fucked for life. Everybody will make fun of him.
Just fucking mold some new fingers out of that shit. Babies are pliable.
Yeah. Your first thought upon finding your baby with no fingers is to snuff the life out of it. Save it the trouble of going out living. That's fantastic.
Well, let's be fair. Orion's been trying to come up with a reason to snuff the life out of it this whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're getting them beaten, man.
Oh, I know. I know it.
When's the last time Aldi listened to the show?
Oh, it's been a while.
Because Mike was telling me earlier today about how every once in a while he'll see something get mentioned to Aldi about the show and she'll hit you. So she's clearly not listening.
She's not listening, yeah. I have a coworker that listens and he'll bring up episodes like way back and he's like, Orion, don't you remember saying this or as I recall you said this on this episode,
right?
And I have no idea. And
Aldi goes, what?
Yeah, it'll I think he does it on purpose. Yeah, he brings it up because it's something we said or I said about Aldi or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, asshole.
Well,
so yeah, she doesn't listen,
thank goodness.
But I'm worried, man. What if she listens to this one? I'm so fucked.
Then you are so fucked.
It's over.
No more life.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I don't know. I'm basically out of shit. I'm drunk. yeah.
Okay. All right.
So you guys take it over.
Take it over? I say we take another break.
Yeah, break
and we'll come back.
Another one.
One more break.
What are we doing? A 3-hour episode? Fucking shit.
Dude, one more break. Man. What's another break? I gotta piss.
You're another break.
Do you like podcasts? Do you like meat? Here's what you do. You pick up your phone, you dial 61-MEAT-5581. Yes, 61-MEAT-5581. You leave a voicemail. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. I don't care where you live. I don't give a shit about you. Call 61-MEAT-5581. Leave a voicemail. It'll make you a better person.
Hey, everybody. BlackHistoryMonth.com.
We're back again. And yes, it is Black History Month, as you know, February. But it's Black History Month featuring badass niggers. .com. Niggas. I'm sorry, guys.
Not the hard R. Oh,
I didn't mean
no.
to offend. I'm sorry. Shit. But I thought we should bring up some inventions that historically are known to be invented by a black male or female.
Good
in
night.
In your or not. All right.
Yeah, we broke Kyle.
Yeah, let's stop it. I'm sorry.
You broke my ass.
He's broken.
Are we done?
I guess. Congratulations.
You can contact Kyle at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Word.
Oh, I think we should stop.
Wow.
Nigga, what? Nigga, what? Hey guys, Kyle here. Where to begin? I have spent most of today, which is the day after the recording you were just listening to, hungover and kind of just laying around. And I've finally gotten around to editing this together. And, oh boy, what a mess. See, yesterday, I was at work and I was, for some reason, I was like, man, I just really kind of want to get a case of beer in bottles and drink it tonight. That sounds like a good time. I don't know why. I don't normally, when I buy beer, I don't normally buy it in bottles. It was like, that was specifically the thing. Anyway, so I went and I got some, and I was drinking, and I thought I was doing okay. I thought I was drinking in moderation. And then as the night wore on, we took that, you know, second break, and I was already pretty drunk. And then when we came back, I just was not in it anymore. I was, I nosedived into the floor, and then Orion and Gary were like, I guess we're done then. And so that was it. So yeah, I got wasted and ruined the show. So now that just kind of confirms to me, because I thought, you know, I had said before I was done with my binge drinking, or whatever you want to call it, big time drinking. But I thought I was doing okay with the beer. Well, this just confirms to me that I'm pretty much done with drinking, because nothing good ever comes from it anymore. But yeah, so apologies go out to you, the audience. To Orion, and especially to Gary, who, you know, what a shitty first time on the show with me ruining it like that. But anyway, so that's why that fell apart there at the end. Thanks for listening. We will check you next week.